Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Alan. I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, what was the last straw that made us decide to stop drinking? So this is pretty much an individual question, despite the fact that it's addressed to us. What is or was the last straw that made me decide to stop drinking? Well, I feel in my case, it was the fact that I'd woken up in jail that morning yet again. That was the eighth time that I'd woken up in jail, and that's unusual for a chartered accountant. I decided to ring work and take a week off work to consider my future. And luckily, one of my friends there at work decided that I possibly needed to do more than take a week off work and consider my future. And so he recommended that I contacted Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, that had been suggested to me sometimes in the past, but this time somehow the message got through, and I rang AA and I spoke to a guy by the name of Neil. This was in Cape Town in South Africa. Spoke to a guy by the name of Neil. He, along the way, asked me, when I start drinking, do I struggle to stop? And I said that I do. And he said, well, you may be one of us then. And that was all I needed, I feel, that stage of the game, to consider the fact that I might be an alcoholic and go to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is what his next suggestion was, and that I contact a guy by the name of Don, who lived in my area, and I spoke to him for about 40 minutes and went. He asked me whether I'd make it through to Friday, because this was a Wednesday, and I said I thought I could, and he said, okay, I'll come and pick you up on Friday at 7 o'clock. We went along to my first meeting. I really didn't know what to expect, but I have no idea what I thought I might expect, because I didn't know anything about Alcoholics Anonymous. One of my worst fears, or the worst fears of any member going to their first meeting, of course, is that you meet somebody you know. And there in the kitchen when I walked in was one of my other friends from work. Not the guy who had suggested AA, but a different friend who I knew very well, and who just a few days before I'd played bridge with him at lunchtime. So I knew him quite a good bloke, and he spoke to me, and one of the most telling things he said was when I went on my way into the meeting from the kitchen, he said, you can ring me any time, night or day. Now, this was in the day of landlines and no mobiles or anything like that. So it was quite a sort of serious message. And from the look in his eye, I could tell that he meant it, which was somewhat surprising to me. Anyway, that's enough from me. I feel about my 4 minutes is up, so bye.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.